Introducing today's contestant, an assistant professor of English education, originally from New York, New York, Jim Gilligan. A software engineering manager, originally from Wilmette, Illinois, Cliff Chang. And our returning champion, an executive assistant from Colma, California, Yoshi Hill, whose today cash winnings total $31,600. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert, and Merry Christmas to you and to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. Yoshi, our champion, celebrated Christmas a day early. She won $24,800. But what's going to happen today against the gentlemen, Cliff and Jim? Welcome aboard. Good luck. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. Remember, one daily double in one of these categories. First off, artists in Europe. That sounds like a good subject. It's the little things, isn't it? Christmas movies, how appropriate. Wearable tech, Brooklyn 99, and Bing Pot, B-I-N-G, coming up in each correct response. Yoshi, off you go.
Artists in Europe 1000.
While visiting Van Gogh at Arles, this painter did his own take on the Night Café and Madame Ginoux all in one. Yoshi.
Who's Gauguin?
Correct.
Artist 800.
Answer there. Daily double, you found it quickly, perhaps too quickly.
I'd like to wager 1,000, please.
All right, here is the clue. Well established in 1639, he paid the hefty price of 13,000 guilders for a house in Amsterdam that today houses his museum.
Who is Rembrandt?
Rembrandt is right. You double your score.
Artist, 600.
Here's this artist and his wife, Alice, enjoying some time away from Giverny in Venice's St. Mark's Square. Yoshi?
Who is Monet?
Monet, Claude Monet, yes.
Artist 400?
In the 1860s, after this American artist settled in England, his mother moved in with him and sat for his most famous painting. Cliff?
Who is Whistler?
Yes.
Little Things 400.
Originating in Asia, it's the art of growing miniature trees like the one seen here. Yoshi?
What is bonsai?
Good.
Artist 200?
Here's this artist with a tropical vibe going on at his home in Figueres, Spain. Cliff?
Who is Dalí?
Good.
Little Thing 6.
These smallest blood vessels connect arteries with veins. Yoshi?
What are capillaries?
That's it.
Little Things 800?
Proverbially, they fell great oaks. Jim?
What are little acorns?
No. Cliff or Yoshi? What are little strokes? Little strokes. Yoshi, back to you.
Little Things 1000.
A Satoshi is the smallest unit in this currency system. Cliff.
What is the Japanese?
Nope. What is Bitcoin? Bitcoin. Yoshi, back to you.
Christmas movies 800.
In this film, Santa tells Buddy there are 30 Ray's pizzas in New York City. They all claim to be the original, but the real one's on 11th. Jim.
What is Elf?
Good, you're out of the hole.
Christmas movies, 1,000.
Two memorable bits from this 1983 classic. The leg lamp, and you'll shoot your eye out. Yoshi.
What is A Christmas Story?
You got it.
Christmas movie, 600.
Basically, this heartwarming Frank Capra classic is about a disgraced financier having an incredibly rough Christmas Eve. Cliff.
What is It's a Wonderful Life?
Good for you, you're out of the hole now.
Wearable tech, 600.
It's just a blue tee to me, but the men's UA Tech 2.0 vibe print short sleeve by this sports brand somehow has anti-odor technology. Cliff.
What is Under Armour?
You got it.
Wearable 800.
A 2014 BBC review called this alliterative eyewear from a search engine company promising, sometimes brilliant, but a failure. Cliff.
What is Google Glass?
Yes.
Wearable 1000.
An experimental tattoo ink developed in Germany for diabetics changes color in response to the levels of this sugar. Jim.
What is insulin?
No. Yoshi.
What is glucose?
Glucose. That's it. And that takes you to 5,600. Takes us into our first break. We'll be back, folks, right after this. On yesterday's program, you'll recall one of our contestants, a young lady, had a fear of peacocks. Jim Gilligan, you don't have a fear of, but you suffer from something I've never heard of. Tsundoku?
Yes, it's a Japanese word that means the practice of accumulating far more books than you'll ever have a chance to read.
I know the feeling. My den, my office is exactly the same as yours, I'm sure. Good to have you with us. Cliff Chang, at the beginning of the program when we introduced you, you did a little one of these things.
A little heart, yeah, with the thumb and the index finger.
Oh, is that what it is, a heart?
Yeah.
Well, good for you on Christmas Day. All right, Yoshi Hill is an executive assistant from Colma, California, who once taught calligraphy.
Oh, yes, many years.
What's the secret to being a good calligrapher? A steady hand, imagination?
Actually, the secret, just like learning how to play the piano, is practice. Because it's learning a new pattern of muscle movement, or like dancing. So it needs consistent practice until you get to the aha moment where it becomes your toy.
Okay.
And you can do what you wish with it.
All right, good. Your toy right now should be that signaling device in front of you. You have command of the board, Yoshi. So go ahead, make a selection.
Christmas Movies 400.
Alastair Sim is among those who have played this Dickensian man, but unlike Michael Caine, did so without Muppets. Jim.
Who is Scrooge?
Good.
Christmas Movies 200.
In 2018, Benedict Cumberbatch voiced this Susian title guy who wasn't as into Christmas as the Who's were. Jim.
Who is the Grinch?
Right.
Brooklyn 200, please.
In 1899, this gangster-to-be was born in Brooklyn's Navy Yard section. No reports of any scars on his face. Jim?
Who is Capone?
Right.
Brooklyn 400.
As it was shedding concrete, this alliterative structure was falling down in the subject of a 1999 article. Cliff?
What is Brooklyn Bridge?
Yes.
Brooklyn 600.
This sitting president visited Brooklyn in 1899 and cabled Admiral Dewey on the anniversary of his triumph in the Philippines. Jim?
Who is Teddy Roosevelt?
No. Clipper Yoshi? Who is McKinley? McKinley. Back to you, Cliff.
Brooklyn 800.
In 1899, the Brooklyn Superboss won the National League pennant. 100 years later, they'd have moved far away and become this team. Jim?
Who are the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Now you are out of the hole.
Brooklyn 1000.
This 1999 novel about a detective with Tourette's by Brooklyn native Jonathan Lethem was the basis of a 2019 Edward Norton film. Jim?
What is Motherless Brooklyn?
Good.
Bing Pot 200.
It would cause Pinocchio's nose to increase in size. Yoshi?
What is lying? Fibbing.
What is fibbing? You corrected yourself in time. Less than a minute now.
Bing Pot 400?
Like what a stenographer does, making a copy of something in writing. Jim?
What is transcribing?
You got it.
Bing Pot 600.
The act of offering someone hush money. Jim?
What is bribing?
Right.
Bing 800.
At the beach, this word refers to a tide that's going out. Cliff?
What is ebbing?
Yes.
Bing 1000.
Raising a number to the third power. Yoshi?
What is cubing?
Good.
Little Things 200?
Founded in Pennsylvania in 1939, this sports program revised its rules in the 1970s so girls could play too. Cliff.
What is Little League?
Yeah.
Tech 400.
Shh. In 2014, this lingerie retailer sold a $75 sports bra with electrodes that hooked up to a heart rate monitor. Jim.
What is Victoria's Secret?
Yes.
Wearable Tech 200.
Friendship bracelets inspired Kim Shuey's designs for this rhyming brand of high-tech trackers. Cliff?
What is Fitbit?
Fitbit is right, and that takes you to 3,200. Jim got himself out of the hole nicely, and he goes first in Double Jeopardy, which begins right after this. Jim Gilligan has to feel pretty good about himself. It took him a few minutes to get himself out of the red a few moments ago, but now he picks first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories. History of flight. Dog is my co-pilot. Hit songs of the 1960s. A trip around the library. Six-syllable words. And finally, cross-world clues. All right, Jim, off you go.
Hit songs, 2000.
This 1969 song that mentions Juju Eyeball and Toe Jam Football started out as a campaign song for Timothy Leary. Cliff.
What is I Am the Walrus?
No. Correct response, what is Come Together Right Now? Back to you, Jim.
Hit song, 1600.
3 months after his death, he had the first posthumous number one single in history with Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay. Jim.
Who is Otis Redding?
Correct.
Hit songs, 1200.
I heard it through the grapevine that he had a number one hit with I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Cliff.
Who's Gay?
Marvin Gaye, yes.
Six syllable words, 400.
It's the GI in GI tract. Cliff.
What is gastrointestinal?
Correct.
Six syllable, 800.
This fear of open or crowded spaces comes from the Greek for a place where crowds gathered. Cliff.
What is agoraphobia?
Good.
Six syllable, 12.
This quality is the A in GAO, an agency making sure Congress doesn't waste taxpayer dollars. Cliff.
What is accountability?
Right again.
Syllable 16.
Come up with this synonym of ledger domain, and we'll be impressed. And that synonym is prestidigitation. Cliff, back to you.
Syllable 2000.
A break or gap, like the boundary between the Earth's crust and mantle, called the Mohorovicic this. And that would be the discontinuity. Cliff, let's go somewhere else.
Cross-world clues, 1200.
It's on the western Côte d'Afrique. Two words, four letters, one apostrophe, six. Cliff.
What is Côte d'Ivoire?
That's it.
Cross-world, 16.
Hawaiian island associated with the sainted Father Damien. Seven letters. Yoshi.
What is Molokai?
Correct.
Crossword 2000.
It's Spain's longest river. Four letters. Yoshi again.
What is Ebro?
Ebro, yeah.
Crossword 800.
Answer. Nearly double. All right, you're still in the lead. You have as much money as your two opponents combined.
I'll wager 3,000.
Three it is. Here's the clue. It is sandwiched between Queensland and Victoria. Three words. Three, five, and five letters.
What is New South Wales?
You got that quickly enough.
Crossword 400.
Its arms include the Aegean and the Ionian. Two words, 13 and three letters. Jim.
What is the Mediterranean Sea?
That's it.
Hit songs, 800.
A South African song became Wimoway before it was turned into this hit song by the Tokens in 1961. Jim.
What is The Lion Sleeps Tonight?
You got it.
Hit songs, 400.
This girl group, Someday We'll Be Together, was recorded without Mary Wilson or Cindy Birdsong. But Diana Ross was there. Jim.
Who are the Supremes?
That's it.
Trip Around the Library, 2000.
In nonfiction, The Gulag Archipelago, a harrowing account of Soviet history by this man who lived it. Jim.
Who is Solzhenitsyn?
Yes.
Library 1600.
Let's hit a dictionary for a word of the day. This adjective, derived from a muse's name, means relating to dancing. Jim.
What is Terpsichorean?
Yes.
Library 1200.
An almanac in the reference section will tell us he served as British Prime Minister from 1937 to 1940. We'll tell you that did not go well. Cliff.
Who is Chamberlain?
Correct.
Dog is my co-pilot, 800.
Time to see if this breed can live up to its name and drive standard. Jim.
What is a poodle?
Poodle is right.
Library, 800.
In periodicals, we'll enjoy this literary magazine Harold Ross founded in 1925 and try our best to understand half its cartoons. Cliff.
What is the New Yorker?
Good.
Dog, 1200.
We know vislas are used to hunt waterfowl and are in this American Kennel Club group. But the doggo here is really upping his fetch game. Jim.
What are retrievers?
No. Cliff or Yoshi? What is sporting? Back to Cliff.
History of flight, 800.
In 1986, an aircraft called Voyager became the first in history to fly nonstop around the world without having to do this. Cliff.
What is refuel?
That's it.
Flight, 1200.
Answer. Other daily double. You and Jim are tied in second place at 8,800.
Let's make it a true daily double.
All right. For 17,600. Here's the clue. Also a type of flying marsupial, this non-powered craft was pioneered by Otto Lilienthal and Octave Chanute.
What is a flying squirrel?
No, what is a glider? Glider, darn. Okay, go again.
History of Flight 16.
While flying over Rogers Dry Lake in California in 1947, Chuck Yeager became the first human to break this. Cliff.
What is the speed of sound?
Yeah, less than a minute now.
2,000.
As the wind in Ohio was unsuitable for their experiments, the Wright brothers chose the banks near this village in North Carolina to make history. Jim.
What is Kitty Hawk?
Right.
Library 400.
Over in the kids section, we'll read this 1930 book where the title transport says, "I'm not very big, but tries to help anyway." Yoshi.
What is a little engine that could?
That's it.
Dog 2000?
Obviously, it's off to the ballet for this breed here, a favorite of Russian nobility for hundreds of years. Cliff.
What are Bolshois?
I'm sorry?
What is a Bolshoi?
No. Jim.
What is Borzoi?
Borzoi. Yes. Misspoke there. Too bad.
Jim. Dog 1600.
Known as the Gray Ghost and known for its obedience, this breed is ready to set sail. Yoshi.
What is a Warmreiner?
Oh, sorry. You did, and we're out of time, but you did the same thing that Cliff did a moment ago in mispronouncing Borzoi. It's not a Warmreiner, it's a Y. Mariner. All right, that wraps it up for Double Jeopardy. And unfortunately for Cliff, he ends up in the red. That means he goes home with $1,000 and our happy holidays greetings. The subject for Jim and Yoshi in final is women and science. Think about it. Make a wager. We'll reveal the clue when we come back, of course.
MHBird.com. To help people pronounce the company name, Geico created this spokes lizard. What is the gecko? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Very close game between Yoshi and Jim as they deal with women and science and this clue. Dr. Margaret Todd gave science this word for different forms of one basic substance. It's from the Greek for equal. And the place. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Yoshi, you've done pretty well in your two previous appearances with us. Did you come up with the correct response? What is isotope? You did indeed. Congratulations. And you didn't wager anything, so you remain at 12,200. Let's go down to Jim Gilligan. Look at that smile, folks. He's not a good poker player, I fear. He wrote down the correct response, and he wagered 11,601 for a total of 24,401. You could have made it an even 25,000 in honor of the day, but congratulations and Merry Christmas to you both. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for spending the time with us. We'll see you again next week.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
Once before I go, I want you to know
I love it.
That I would do it all again. I'm sure I'd make the same mistake.
It's a yellow hammer, not a yellow hammer.
is, remember, ladies and gentlemen, I do not write the clues. This is family visiting day here at the Jeopardy set.
I would do it.
You really make me feel inadequate.
Sorry about that.
Why do I even set them up for these things?
I want you to know.
I don't dance.
But I look back with no regrets.
Fear not, I have complete control today of this show.
I was wearing thin. We were down and out. We still came back to me.
Priceless entertainment.
You are right. No, you're not right. Oh! My influence is felt everywhere.
I still have no regrets.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Until next time on Jeopardy, Alex Trebek. So long.
So long, everybody.
So long, everyone. So long.
So long, everybody.
So long.
So long.
So long.
So long.
After the Capitol attack, what do the charges against those rioters really mean?
Seven on Your Side breaks that down. Plus, with a COVID-19 mutation that has the world on edge, some good news about one of our vaccines. And then Alex Trebek's final Jeopardy, a look at his legacy, new at 11.
Chaos at the Capitol as protesters breach security. ABC 7 on Your Side with all-day live coverage.
We are getting ready to see our first arrest.
This is imagery that's going to stick with us for some time.
Stay with ABC 7 for continuing coverage as the story unfolds.
A bitter cold start to the weekend. We'll talk about how low the wind chill goes at 11.